The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness, there is so much to talk about today. Let me get this out of the way because it'll just take a sec. And then we'll get into things that are more important. But this is important to me and probably to you. Here is the headline today. After years of dragging its feet, the FCC finally starts tackling America's robocall scourge. I would vote to elect almost any politician that can take care of the spam calls. My wife and I get them every single day. Remember the do not call list? You remember that? Several years ago, we were told, well, just register your phone on the do not call list and nobody will bother you. Right. Now, seriously, every day we get them. Robot calls, spam calls. I told you the other day, I got one. This is the Internal Revenue Service. We are sorry to tell you that your account has been canceled because of fraudulent activity. It is imperative that you talk to one of our representatives immediately. Right. Phony. Billions of dollars are scammed from people every year. Now, that's the worst part, but there's also just the annoyance. Well, evidently, the FCC, and I'm quoting, the FCC is finally taking concrete action on the scourge of robocalls after years of dithering on the issue. I haven't heard the word dithering for a long time. In an announcement, America's telecoms watchdog said it had written to cellular network operators asking them to detail the free robocall blocking tools they provide to customers, blah, 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 blah. So we'll see. We will see. All right, some really important stuff going on, folks. Elections have consequences, and the Democrats, okay, I put very little hope and trust in Republicans. I don't make it a secret that I am a registered Republican, okay? I'm not trying to hide it. It's not a secret. You know, it's none of your business how I'm registered. I'm registered as a Republican. But it has been a long time since I have really put any hope or trust in the Republican Party. That ship sailed a long time ago. And I would not always vote for a Republican if they don't reach some minimum standards for me. They got to, well, I'm not even going to go into that because I don't want to waste time on it. But so I'm a registered Republican, but I have very, very little hope and trust in the Republican Party. But the Democrats, I think there is corruption in the Republican Party. I do. I think there are corrupt politicians that are a part of the Republican Party. But at least I agree with most of their platform. But when it comes to the Democrats, it is hard for me to understand. And maybe somebody can help me. And I really mean this. Maybe somebody in our audience can help me. How anyone who loves God, loves the Bible, has biblical convictions, is pro-life, which is a thoroughly biblical conviction, who is pro-family and pro-marriage, which is a thoroughly biblical conviction. It is hard for me to imagine anybody who believes those things that could have anything to do with the Democrat Party. And so now that they're in charge of the House and the Senate and the White House, we're beginning to see their true colors. The latest is the packing of the Supreme Court. For 157 years, the Supreme Court has consisted of 9 jurists. 157 years. Sometimes it has been a majority liberal court. I remember those days very, very well. Sometimes it has been a conservative court. And by the way, you can always predict how the liberals will vote. And I'm talking about the liberals on the Supreme Court. You take any case, it is very rare that a liberal on the Supreme Court will surprise anybody. The so-called conservatives, they surprise us all the time. But anyway, 157 years. But because the liberal leftist Democrats are now in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House, they cannot stand the fact that they don't also have control of the Supreme Court. They want it all. Power hungry. They are drunk with power. And it is driving them crazy that there is a branch of the government that they do not have a stranglehold on. And so what are they going to do? They're going to change the makeup of the court for the first time in 157 years because they don't like the way the court is put together, so they're just going to change it. The only way practically that I know to explain what's going on, imagine the Super Bowl, all right? The losing team after the Super Bowl says, we're going to lobby the NFL. We want to have 15 players on our team the next time we play. Everybody else will have 11, but we demand, because it's just not fair that those 11 beat our 11, and so we are demanding that we have 4 more players added to our team. That's almost precisely what the Democrats want to do. We don't like the way the court is made up. We don't like the way the Constitution has mandated it. Now, the Constitution does not mandate 9 justices, but the method, the means of appointing Supreme Court justices, you cannot appoint a Supreme Court justice unless someone dies or someone resigns. You can't just replace them. They have to die or resign. That's the way it has been from the beginning. The Democrats want to change that. And they're not even embarrassed about it. There is no shame. They want to change the rules. Like a basketball team saying, oh, well, we're going to have 10 players. They have to play with 5, but we're going to play with 10. Or we're going to take away their 3-point, but we want our 3-point. Or we're going to make, for us, the 3-point is going to be in the paint, not after past the arc. Now, when they shoot a 3-pointer, they got to do it past the arc, but we're going to get 3 points in the paint. It's changing the rules because you don't like the outcome. Not only is it childish, it's just wrong. And yet Democrats stood in front of the Supreme Court building today demanding that they get their way. We got to have a Supreme Court that we like. We have control of the House. We have the control of the Senate. We have control of the White House. But we will not rest until we get control of the Supreme Court, too. It's just flat wrong. And I hope and I pray that it backfires big time on the Democrats in the next election. I hope and pray that the American people, Democrat, Republican, Independent, I hope they have enough common sense to see this wrong power play. I hope and I pray. By the way, the president has appointed a commission to look at this. But the radical leftists are not willing to even wait for their own president to receive a recommendation from a commission. Does that tell you how desperate they are? Anyway, that's just one of the things going on right now. And hey, speaking of things going on, we got to have a commercial break. Yeah, that's got to go on. Like now? All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And when we come back, we're going to go to Al in Westerville. You want to join Al on the phone? 877-BOB-LIVE. Yeah, I've got room for you as well. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Hey, I have famous world-renowned authors on the line. Yeah, but then I also have Al in Westerville on the line. Hey, Al, welcome.
Greetings, Bob.
How are you today, Al?
Not bad. You know, I have my phone on. I was listening to your program, and I have six mallard ducks who are listening intently to every word you are saying.
Really?
Whether they learn anything or not.
Well, I know at times my program has gone to the dogs, but I didn't know it has gone to the ducks.
Well, maybe you're becoming a duck whisperer.
Well, it quacks me up.
You know, I was glad that you had had your previous caller on, Dr. Piper. I'm butchering his name.
That's all right. I don't think he's listening, so it's okay.
No, he'd probably butcher mine too, as long as he gets my first name. But you know, he's right about the snowflake generation. I talked to a lot of younger people and their 20s and early 30s, and they feel entitled. And it's like very few of them understand life. I remember 45 years ago, this June, met a gentleman by the name of Frank P. Lopez. It was 2:00 in the morning, and he got on the bus and he said, "Good evening, ladies. All of you get off the bus. Just remember, the only easy day was yesterday." And that was my...
your drill instructor?
Oh, yes. Yes. No. And I ended up about 10 years after that, I was actually his commanding officer, which I thought was hilarious. And he looked at me, he said, "You didn't turn out too bad. You're the third one I know of that became an officer."
Wow.
It's so many of them, they think they're entitled. And the entitlement is running rampant through society with this wokeness. It's infected the church. It's infected the schools for years. It's infected Capitol Hill. I had to turn off the circus that was going on in Washington today. I mean, it's always a circus, but this is really bad. If they bad. And the more I look at Joe Biden, I see how truly weak he is, and I see movement to the left, to the right, behind him, in front of him, over in left field and right field. And I see things, and I hear things from people. I mean, there have always been what I call the kooks, and you've probably heard of them, Bob, and we don't need to mention all of them. But when I start hearing crazy talk from people I know that I've considered sane, rather level-headed, it really concerns me.
Something happens, Al, when people begin to drift to the left. And I'm not being facetious. Something happens. They lose common sense. They become captives of a very destructive ideology. And many, I think, they don't realize what's going on in their mind and their thought processes. And, you know, I mean, like John Kasich here in Ohio, look what happened to a good man, a really good man, until he began sliding left. He lost his soul. He lost his conscience. His entire personality changed. His political views changed. And I don't know that he realizes it. But there is someone who is a solid conservative that the social justice left just totally destroyed.
I know. That's the sad part. I mean, I ran into him a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't, "Hi, how are you?" It was daggers coming out of the eyes.
Well, the last time I saw him was a few weeks ago. He had just been on CNN, and they were talking about the necessity of masks and so forth. And I saw him at a drugstore in Westerville, and he didn't have his mask on. And so I went up to him and said, "John, where's your mask?" And he goes, reaches into his pocket and gets his mask and turns and walks away from me. That was just a few weeks ago, and I thought, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. But anyway, hey, I got to go, Al. I'm coming up on a break. Always good to talk to you.
Enjoy.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I got a special guest when we come back. We've been talking about Christian education. I got to learn a little more about one of our fine Christian schools here in Central Ohio when we return.